In Syria, Red Cross and Red Crescent teams today began distributing aid in the village of Abel near Homs. They also plan to move to other neighbourhoods, sheltering families who have fled the battered district of Bamba Amir. Assistance includes food, blankets and hygiene kits, as well as providing first aid care. Government forces have blocked humanitarian access to Bamba Amir since Friday, the day after troops seized it from rebels, and it remained blocked today. Well, earlier I spoke to the ICRC's Salah Dabaka, who is in Damascus.
Today, this was just an extra distribution point, actually, that our colleagues in the ICRC and the SARC have started. But the better news is that this has been ongoing in other parts of Homs for since the whole crisis began. This is not new. What is new is that this village particularly has people who have been displaced, who ran away from the fighting in Bab Amr. And this is why we did it today, because there are displaced people, particularly in that village. But the SARC has been distributed in other parts of the city on a regular basis. I just want you to know that since the 11th of February, between the 11th and the 29th of February, we have sent four different convoys of humanitarian assistance, food and non-food, to Homs alone. In addition, we have done the same, at least one convoy to Idlib, one to Dir'a, and one to Hama. You know, I hope it's well known that the ICC has had access to various parts of the country where the unrest has been concentrated. Since last June, we have been doing this when the president of the ICRC visited the country, and we were actually allowed wider access, is what we say. But unfortunately, sometimes there would be problems here and there, and there would be difficulties, and the Hama convoy, for example, was the first humanitarian assistance we sent to the city in about 40 days.
Perhaps you could just tell us, how many displaced people are we talking about?
We still don't have a good figure. We still don't really have numbers. But what we do also, you know, it doesn't really matter. What we do in a village like Abel, the one where the distribution has started today, you go in and you know that even the inhabitants of the village need humanitarian assistance because they have been hosting the displaced. So we give food to everybody absolutely who needs it, whether it's a displaced person or an inhabitant of the town as well, or the village.
You talked about giving food. What else do they need? What do they really need at this time?
We're not only giving food, we're giving food and non-food items. We're giving blankets, we're giving hygiene kits. The SARC has also been providing baby milk, baby diapers, and even some sanitary napkins for ladies as well. You know, things that are the basic needs of the population that has not been able to conduct its life in the regular manner they have been conducting their life before because of the situation, of the current situation.
You were talking about displaced people. I mean, do we know how many are actually fleeing the country, or is that something you don't know? You heard talk about people fleeing to Libya, fleeing to different places.
It's very difficult to talk about numbers. It's very difficult, particularly for us, because our modus operandi is that we really have to see, we have to do our own research, we have to collect our own figures before we can talk about such matters. So it's very difficult to talk about it.